Hey friends, welcome to episode 87 of Motherhood in Hollywood. My guest today is Git Mom. That's Get It Together Mom, founder and CEO, Erin Heidelberger. She has so much to say, so much positive and empowering advice for moms and women on how to help you get it together. And we'll explain a little bit more about what that means coming up. But first, I want to tell you guys about our sponsor. Motherhood in Hollywood is sponsored by Up for Probiotics. Now, I don't know about you, but I didn't know a lot about probiotics before I started taking Up for, and I've done a lot of research into the benefits of positive, healthy gut bacteria. And Up for Probiotics help reinforce that healthy gut bacteria. It also supports your immune system, your digestive system. Really, probiotics are a wonderful tool for your overall health. To find out more information about Up For, go to motherhoodinhollywood.com and click on the Up For Probiotics image. Up For, helping you create a happier inside.
Come on, Mama.
Grab your popcorn and goobers. It's time for Motherhood in Hollywood with your host, Heather Brooker. This is a crude prude's perspective on being a full-time mom in showbiz. She's not a perfect mom, but she can play one on TV. Hold on to your butts. Here's Heather.
Hey, everybody. So I am recording this before the Academy Awards air. So I won't have any spoilers in this episode, but we'll definitely do some deep diving in the next episode about the Academy Awards and the Oscars. And I'm really curious to see if everyone's favorite, seemingly the favorite, will win, which is La La Land. That's the one that's got the most buzz behind it, directed by Damien Chazelle, starring Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. And but, you know, Moonlight recently has got a lot of momentum behind it as well. There's a lot of wonderful movies out. I'm surprised, actually, by some of the haters that I've seen from aimed at La La Land from my fellow actors and my fellow industry people. I'm a little surprised that they're not swept up in the dreamy, very idealistic movie. I'm just surprised that so many people in the industry are kind of against it. I loved it. I thought it was great. It spoke to me as an actor. Of course it was unrealistic. Of course it was a little ridiculous, but all movies are. You know, if what movie are you like, oh, this really happens? And also if it does really happen, or if you're watching a movie where you're like, oh, this could really happen, you know, I don't necessarily want to see that. I feel like we see that in documentaries. I see that on the news every day. Like, this shit really happens. So I want to see something that kind of takes me out of the world for a little bit and lets me think, there's a happy ending somewhere. And, you know, or maybe not, you know, because there wasn't, spoiler alert, there was not a happy ending necessarily in La La Land. So anyway, I digress. I ramble a little bit. I can't wait to see who wins the Oscars. I hope you all entered my Oscars pool on my Facebook page. I'll be announcing the winner there. And what else? Oh, I got to go to a couple of really cool Academy Award suites, gifting suites this past week. That's something new for me. And cover those and see kind of what everybody's getting for free. Because I've seen for years, you know, E! And Access Hollywood and all those entertainment shows cover these gifting suites and the tens of thousands of dollars worth of swag that celebrities take home. And so I was really fascinated to go and check it out for myself. And I've got videos of those posted up on my YouTube channel, which, by the way, if you haven't subscribed, go check out my YouTube channel. I've been putting some fun videos over there lately. Due to the success of the Gracie I Love You Christmas video, my YouTube channel is doing really well. So I've decided to kind of take advantage of that and start posting videos over there. Okay. Joining the fun. And while you're at it, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Heather Brooker and MIH Podcast, and on Facebook and Instagram at Motherhood in Hollywood. I have a lot of fun things coming up. We're doing a lot of giveaways. I'm going to be giving away some of the things I was gifted in the Oscar suites these past week. I want to share the love with you guys. And why not? Why not share the love, if you know what I'm saying? So take a minute. Also subscribe to my show. I think you guys will be happy that you did. Right? All right, really quickly before I get to my guest today, I want to give a couple shout outs to some people who have really been supporting my show and so supportive online and with helping me find guests. Olivia Howell, thank you so much for all of your support and your encouragement. You are the bee's knees, lady. Thank you. Jane Fuhrer, who has listened like die hard since day one, thank you for listening to my show and always being so supportive. And Mary and Heather and Adam, everybody who has taken the time to listen to my show and share it on social media, Bridget and Lacey, thank you guys so much. You really are wonderful friends and great supporters, and I'm so happy to have you on board. I'm sure I missed like 1,000 people, but don't worry, I will get to you eventually. I will get to everybody to say thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so I want to get to my guest today. Irene Heidelberger is the founder and CEO of Git Mom. That's G-I-T Mom, Get It Together Mom. And she's got some wonderful, inspiring and empowering and sort of kick you in the butt kind of advice for moms who may feel like their worlds are spinning out of control a little bit, or who maybe have a hard time not dipping into the negative side of parenting, or going online and venting and ranting and that sort of thing and getting sucked into the negativity. So we're going to dive into that on how moms can be empowered and get it together. Irene, thank you so much for coming on the show today. You have been such a lovely supporter and cheerleader of Motherhood in Hollywood, and I could not wait to talk to you. So thank you so much for being on here.
Well, you're welcome. You're cool.
Tell me.
I like what you're posting.
Thanks. Thanks for knowing how cool I am. Now, please tell all my friends how cool I am. I want to talk to you about Git Mom, because this is such a cool concept and it's really great what you do. So explain to me what Git Mom is and how you came up with the idea.
Okay. So Git Mom, which is G-I-T Mom, and the Git part stands for Get It Together Mom. So Git Mom, we are a full service parent coaching and advice company, and we empower moms and we give them the confidence to parent effectively. And we have a 7-step system, and the whole goal is so that moms parent more effectively and efficiently so they have time for themselves. And the idea is that, you know, mommies, whether we work or not, we are in charge of our families and kind of running the ship. And Git Mom is the only coaching business in the country that focuses on the happiness of mommy rather than her kids. And we really, really feel so strongly in empowering moms to feel in control in what, if anyone out there is listening, has kids, it's a totally out of control experience. But we feel strongly that we can empower mom to feel in control in an out of control situation and teach them that if they maintain their own individual lives, and that if mommy's happy and confident and independent, that she is going to raise well-adjusted and self-assured and happy kids. So that's Git Mom.
Now, this is a movement that you have started where you are in Chicago, right?
Right. It is a movement. It is a movement. No, I like
it. I'm naming it. I'm calling it a movement. And you're based in Chicago, but people can still access everything online. You have webinars that you do. You have a book available. This is all information people can access from wherever they are, correct?
They can find Git Mom at our website, gitmom.com. We are all over social media, though not, I hope not too much, but you can find us at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And
but you do webinars and things like that.
And we work with mommies in their homes or through Skype, like you and I are talking right now, or just, you know what, or if mommy doesn't want to be seen, just by a simple phone call. And actually I have quite a few clients in LA that I'm able to coach from afar. So yeah. So check us out, getmom.com.
Yes, definitely. So I want to talk a little bit. When we were first talking about doing this episode, we kind of threw some ideas out there, and I really gravitated towards talking about the mom rants. And your examples were, my partner did this, my mother-in-law said this, and that sort of thing.
Sucks. She sucks. One sucks.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just in person, it's online too. And it's something that I notice a lot. excuse me. It's something that I notice a lot happening, especially on the internet lately. You know, everybody's being so negative and ranty and, you know, revealing a lot of information about their personal life and that sort of thing. What is your advice to moms who feel like maybe their emotions and their anger even, you know, are a little out of control?
Okay, so, the Erin Heidelberger, the Get Mom advice, kind of the takeaway is, you know, take control of yourself, woman. Like, what are you doing sitting at your keyboard typing all these, like, complaints? Like, what are you doing? And I think, you know, we're living in this digital and techno age of anonymity, and no one wants to sit down and have a coffee and rant in person, because it's safer to kind of have a narcissistic viewpoint of, I'm the good guy. Here's, you know, my mother-in-law said this, and my partner, you know, he has the man flu, or he won't do anything if I'm home, or he never picks up his clothes. And what is happening, and everyone just wants to have this, like, anonymous rant, because they don't want to take the time to hear another person's viewpoint, which is, right? Like, kind of, it's a gross place that our world is in right now. And so my advice is, like, take control and remind yourself, I'm not helpless. If I'm about to like type something, say to yourself, is this going to improve my well-being? Like, am I about to say something that's positive or negative? And how is this going to impact my life? Mm-hmm. And I say it to my mommies, I'm like, why are you wasting your life being upset? And why are you enabling others in your life to affect your feelings? And you have to, like, take a stand. Like, what is it you want to make a change? And why are you wasting your time? Because, you know what? It's just social media. Think about everyone who just walks around staring down at their phone. Like, there's so much information coming at us, our technology, and why are you wasting your time just being a narcissist and just trying to say, like, here's why my point is right. This is what happened. Poor me. I feel helpless. Rather than just, like, having a calm and professional conversation with whoever the heck is bugging you and getting down to the root of the problem and solving it and moving on.
Do you think, though, that women, it's hard for us to do that because we are, and this is going to, you know, I may get some flack for this, but we are such emotional creatures. We are deep feeling, you know, in general, I'm generalizing a little bit, but we're more deep feeling creatures and humans, and we want to express our feelings and be heard and that sort of thing. So what do you do with somebody who has these deep, these big feelings? How does a mom like that
get it off her chest?
Yeah, get off your chest, like, but and also take control of that.
Well, okay. First off, take control. You know, she just has to, like, be aware that she's, like, on this complaining carousel. Like, you know, I keep like complaining about the same issues over and over. Like, he won't put his dishes in the dishwasher. He doesn't pick up his socks. And I, you know, awareness is the first. Is really the key to quitting the online rants. But you know what? Here's the deal. Women have, from before the iPhone existed, we have been emotional, like, passionate creatures, right? Like, that is, that's what's amazing about us. And what has happened in the digital world is now we can so quickly hop on and just, like, blah, 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 like, rant it out. and it's so fast versus, you know, let's say I'm upset and then I call you and then you don't pick up because you're like, I'm in the middle of something. So then you decline me. So then I could text you, be like, I need to talk to you. And you could text me back, like, I'm at the doctor with my son. And then, so what's like a really quick like way for me to like vent and air my feelings? Go online.
Sure.
Do, 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 do. So there's no question. Women are more emotional. You know what? Mm-hmm. Men would die. They would die if they walked one day in our shoes with all right. the hormones, right? Our system, like we have a lot. We have a lot going on, you know? And that's why we give birth. Our systems need to be, they're intense, right?
Right.
So we've all, you know what? So I'm going to take if you're getting any flack, I'm taking the flack wave because, you know, I mean, we are, we're able to multitask. There's like a super awesome study out about how women need more sleep because we spend so much more time during the day multitasking than men. Like that is a scientific study. So we are much more complicated than men. It's a scientific study. There's proof on it. So I say to these mommies, like, what are you doing? Why are you wasting your time, like just spinning your wheels, like typing away, rather than just like logging off, take a breath, take a walk, just stop. How about just stop? You know, there's some more advice. Quit. Like have a calm and professional conversation with whoever the heck is bugging you.
So your tips would be then, like some hard and fast rules would be to either address it head on, take a step back, or like what is something that, because I don't get angry outwardly a lot. Like, because I mean, you know, I get mad just like everybody does.
Yeah,
I don't get angry about, you know, my husband and I have a very open relationship. We just don't fight, you know. Mm-hmm. We have disagreements.
You're easy
and stuff, but
you're copacetic.
Yeah, we've also been together for like 100 years, so we just have a nice, but we also never fought really in the beginning either, but we're really,
because you're both self-actualized.
Yeah, normal. Well, we both are very aware. We're both very self-aware when we're being jerks to each other, or if we're not being, you know, a good friend and a good partner and being respectful. That's one thing for me that's always surprising about relationships, when people are so frustrated, like we don't get along and, you know, we fight all the time. And it's generally, I think, and again, I'm making a big sweeping statement here, it's because they're not being respectful of each other in some way. And yep. I'm certainly not a marriage counselor. I'm not great at advice, but I find that whenever I raise the level of respect for my husband and he does the same for me, things work so much better. And it can be something as small as him taking out the trash, you know, or something as
like
big as
reinforcement,
as
like,
helping me, you know, with childcare stuff or whatever, you know. So it's a two-way street too. And I help him when I can.
Well, so right, like you said, so you're taking out the trash and then you're being aware that, oh, the trash didn't like miraculously appear on the curb.
Right.
Like being aware and acknowledging, thank you for taking out the trash. And it's all about positive reinforcement, because the more positive you are, the more that's going to make positive things happen versus negativity. Less negativity means more room for positivity. So let's go back to your original question. You were asking like, how can we make some changes or make changes? Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. A lot of mommies that I work with talk about how, okay, I work just as much as my husband, but I do all the housework and the cooking and the cleaning and the laundry. And like, he plops on the couch and does nothing. Like, this is a daily email that I receive.
Yeah.
At Give Mom. And like, I get it, you know, that is normal. So, but you know, like hope is not lost, because life is long. And so we have to, like you said, be aware that this isn't working. And so I will say to my mommies, okay, sit down and make a list with your partner. What are your household chores and what are his or her household chores? And often, unless your partner is a total a-hole and sees the discrepancy of what is going on, that person will be like, okay, I'm an a-hole. I need to step it up. Mm-hmm. And it's just like so basic. You call the family meeting, you say to your partner, you know, when the kids are out of your face and you have, you know, 10 minutes. It's not like we're talking about sitting down and writing a tome of grievances here.
Right.
It's so simple. Take that 10 minutes and say, you know what? I'm not happy here. I'm not happy. And by speaking to your partner in a calm manner and professional. And I always say to the mommies, like, you know what? Just be mean and just don't be mean. Just be kind. And think about, you know, if you work now or you used to work, or how do you speak to an elder or a grandparent? Like, would you speak that way to, you know, your current boss or former boss or your grandma? Like, be nice, you know, and be kind. And like we were talking about the positive reinforcement. So sit down, be calm, have a professional conversation, and say to your partner, like, very clearly, I'm not happy. I'm not happy, and there needs to be a shift in responsibilities. And let's just sit down and make a list. You make a list of what you feel are your household responsibilities. Here's my list, and then that person, you know, you share the list. And honestly, when your partner sees this in black and white, he's going to realize you have to have a shift in responsibilities and set the expectations. You cook dinner. I clean up, like, very, you know, cavemen, very clear. Don't, yeah. You know, there's no room, right?
Like, here's, I think guys don't interpret what you say. You have to be very clear and like, don't beat around the bush. No need to play games. No. You know, it's like, here's what I want you to do on a regular basis.
Right. This will make me happy.
There's no need to like play games or like, well, I hinted or I indicated that I wanted him to do this, and it's like, no, like, you can't do that. Do you find most of the moms that you're working with, are the issues they're having, are they more marriage related, are they more related to child rearing, or is it just sort of like overall women's wellness? Like, what are the main issues that you're focused, that you see a lot of, I should say?
It's, well, at Get Mom, we definitely work on the child rearing issues, you know, getting a child to sleep through the night or sleep in his or her own bed. You know, sleep is really the number one biggest, you know, most important hot topic that we work at Get Mom. But it goes back to our, you know, 7-step principles of, if your child isn't sleeping, then you mommy aren't sleeping, and you're not a nice person to your child and to your partner. So it's definitely child rearing. And what happens is, when mommy is tired and beaten down and exhausted, then it falls into her own personal life, where she, you know, she might have an hour to herself, but she's so exhausted that she can't motivate to reach out to a girlfriend or make a plan to go have coffee with a girlfriend or have some wine by herself and watch The Housewives. And so it's definitely child rearing, and then it falls into, how is mommy being a successful woman? And then, you know, it always in the back burner, it's always marriage related, mm-hmm. but it, you know, Get Mom, we really feel that if you aren't parenting your child efficiently and effectively, well, then you're not going to have time to maintain your own life. And we want everyone to be having like that same successful female womanly life that a person had before she had kids. And no one is out there saying, just because you had kids doesn't mean your whole life has to fall apart. And we can make it all merge together and be a happy family.
I think it's more of a challenge for different women, depending on their personality type too.
Like type A's?
Yeah, like type A's, I think, have an easier time transitioning into...
Think focus.
Yeah, sometimes, but then also sometimes type A's probably lose it because it's like so much is out of your control.
Out of control.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I have some friends who were very laid back and chill before they had kids, and now we never see them because they are so overwhelmed and stressed out all the time. And it's just interesting to me how having children can really alter your... personality and your priorities and, you know, your pre-baby self for sure.
Right. Just like wreaked havoc on the whole home.
All right. We're going to get back to our interview with Irene in just a second, but I want to stop for a moment and tell you guys a little bit more about Up4 Probiotics. Now, as I'm getting older, many of you who followed my website or the podcast know I just turned 40 recently. I've been thinking a lot about getting healthy and how my body is changing. And I started looking at Up4's heart health formula. So I bet you didn't know that you could take a probiotic for your heart. I didn't know that, but you can actually. So Up4 Probiotics is a great way for someone who wants to have a natural way to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, as well as support your digestive and immune health. That's what Up4's heart health formula can do. It's clinically formulated and tested to help your body maintain normal amounts of cholesterol, and it supports your body's natural elimination of cholesterol. Go to motherhoodinhollywood.com right now. Click on Up4 Probiotics. That will take you to the Up4 website where you can learn more about heart health and the other formulas they have. They're all trademarked and have been tested over the years since 1979, as a matter of fact. Up4 Probiotics, helping you create a happier inside.
You know what? Here's what's going on. Everyone is saying yes and taking on, yes, I'll do the bake sale. Yes, I will volunteer. Yes, I'll do the field trip. Well, if you're saying yes to all these things because you think that you are a better mommy, or you look better to school that you're showing up, but you're a miserable human being at home and yelling at your child because you're totally stretched. Well, that is not doing it your family, you or your child, like, any good. And, you know, Get Mom, we're here to say to mommy, this is what's normal. Your child's behavior is normal or your child's behavior is not. And to really provide the tools to kind of back it up. Like, why is the family racing to all of these outside activities, mm-hmm. or birthday parties? You know what? We have 3 birthday parties coming up for my 5-year-old at the end of this month. And on the ride to school this morning, I said, here are the parties. You need to make the call because we cannot do all 3 of these. And it's unfortunate, but this isn't going to serve our day well. And we're not going to enjoy each other, right? So Get Mom, we really, our focus is to give mommy the confidence to parent effectively and not feel shamed that she didn't go to all 3 parties, mm-hmm. and to say to Catherine's mom, it's too much. It's too much. And Wells isn't going to have a good time if he goes, 6 hours of parties. So I'm sorry we have to miss this one. And stop talking. Because you know what? If you're serving your family and your child is happy and thriving, that's your parenting report card, that you're doing a really good job. And if mommy sees, her child is happy and thriving and just like going with the flow and putting his shoes on and going into the car, well, you know what? It's just like it's kind of like self, fulfilling prophecy. Like, mm-hmm. okay, I got this. So, right. We really try to kind of teach mommy to back it up. Why are you doing all this stuff? There's no need.
There's no need. Yeah. I mean, and especially in today's modern world of, there is so much we feel like we want to do, finding the balance between what I want to do and what I actually physically can do, has been something, it's an ongoing process. process.
It's always changing as your child might get into, drumming, right? So you have to like go to drumming 3 times a week. Well, you know what? Mom doesn't want to go to drumming. You know what? But if Catherine wants to go to drumming, there's your one thing, Catherine. Drumming.
Right.
No soccer, you know, no dance. We're going to go drumming. And right, we come back to mommy and say, it's okay. If we're going to go deep into drumming, then that's what we're going
to
do.
Well, there's just and a need to have your kids also to like want to do a little bit of everything to find out like what they're going to be good at and make sure they're well-rounded for college and, you know, and all that stuff. There's that deep desire to do that.
I know, like your kid is six. Your kid is not going to like go, you know, kid's not going into the Olympics for basketball when he's six. Like, do we have to go to basketball 3 times a week? No, no, it's okay. Just like, no, you know what? Like your kid is really happy coming home and like relaxed and just like having a snack. And you know, it's like, we're very like, Get Mom, very 1950s, you know, like let's just go home and have a snack and chill out and take a shower and chill out some more and do some homework and then have dinner and then chill out. Like, why are we racing around? Unless you have like the biggest smile on your face, like racing around, like go forward, go forth with that. You know, like I support that if that is, if that gives you great joy. But what I see is, you know, that parent walking, you know, 10 feet ahead of their child. And it's like, it's painful. You know, you see that that parent who's like, we got to get to dance, like hurry up. Mm-hmm. You know, and the parent's like looking down at, you know, at her phone, and the child just wants to like, I just want to balance on the sidewalk.
Right. No, they do. So many times my daughter is like, I just want to stop and play with this piece of grass. And I'm like, we got to go. Come on.
Right. So if every moment of your week is scheduled to, we got to go. Well, like, what is the point? Like, why, where are we going? You know, yeah. What are we like just racing to what? Like, we're not racing to the Olympics to get on that basketball team.
Right, exactly. You
know? Yeah.
Well, like I said, I love everything that you're doing. I love the idea of having a mom coach, a parenting coach, and advocate and that sort of thing. And I think everybody should take a minute, go to getmom.com, check out everything that Erin is offering and all of the great advice. Thank you so much for all of your support of me as a mom and of my podcast and everything.
It's supporting.
Really wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks for being on my show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Awesome.
It's great talking to you.
It was. Okay, guys. So yeah, because I'm amazing. No, I always feel like such a dork saying that. Be like, it was great. Look at me. I'm pretty fabulous. Oh man, I'm such a jerk.
But anyway, the total stranger thinks I'm amazing.
I'm so great, you guys. No, I'm going to put up all the information about Erin and Get Mom, Get It Together Mom, all of it up on motherhoodinhollywood.com, as well as where you can follow her on social media. That's it for me, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe to Motherhood in Hollywood on iTunes, Stitcher, or Player FM. And remember, I'm not a perfect mom, but I can play one on TV. Bye.
Mama funny.
Balls.